I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration continued making its case Sunday on the need for tariffs on imports from Canada, China, and Mexico. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has the story.
The United States is set to impose tariffs on imports from Canada, China, and Mexico starting Tuesday. It argues those countries haven't done enough to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal border crossings into the U.S. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press.
These countries have an opportunity to get on board with the President of the United States and to partner with us to deal with illegal immigration, to take back their individuals that have been in our country illegally.
Analysts warn the tariffs could result in price increases on fresh produce and automobile parts, among other commodities that Americans buy. U.S. President Donald Trump took to his Truth social media platform Sunday and acknowledged the potential disruptions, writing in part, "Will there be some pain? Yes, maybe, and maybe not. But we will make America great again, and it will all be worth the price that must be paid." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Saturday announced retaliatory measures, including 25% tariffs on U.S. goods if the Trump tariffs go into effect. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum also called on the U.S. and Canada to continue working together to tackle the shared challenges, but announced on X that her country is ready to impose tariff and non-tariff retaliatory measures. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Panama's President José Raúl Moreno on Sunday that the Central American ally must reduce Chinese influence over the Panama Canal area or face potential retaliation from the Trump administration. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held face-to-face talks with Moreno, who later said that there's no real threat of retaking the canal or the use of force. President Trump has demanded that the canal be returned to U.S. control, and Rubio told Moreno that Trump had made a preliminary determination that China's presence in the canal area violates a treaty that led to the U.S. turning the waterway over to Panama in 1999. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. authorities continue to investigate last week's mid-air crash in the Washington skies. A passenger jet and an Army helicopter collided in the deadliest U.S. aviation accident in nearly 25 years. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
67 people died, including all passengers and flight crews from both aircraft. Speaking to reporters from the Oval Office, President Trump suggested the policies of his predecessor, President Joe Biden, contributed to the disaster.
This was all caused by bad rules, regulations, and other things by the Biden administration.
Trump claimed previous administrations lowered standards for the hiring of air traffic controllers, and he blamed diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives in the federal government for that. He said he reversed those initiatives with executive orders last week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Listen, it's one thing for internet pundits to spew off conspiracy theories. It's another for the President of the United States to throw out idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered and families still being notified. It just turns your stomach.
Meanwhile, investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, worked to piece together clues from the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recovered from the passenger jet that showed its altitude around 99 meters. While data from the control tower showed the helicopter closer to 60 meters at the time of the crash. The investigation remains ongoing into the discrepancy. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.